You had a great few days.
Yeah, how about you? What's been doing? I got to tell you, as we were watching the Hawks in their season, I just thought that's the post-mortem show I'm so glad I'm not there for. Because
why?
Because the Hawks, much like the Taylor Swift of the tortured poets,
yeah,
I felt like the tortured Hawks fans that all year were like, oh, I hope they get into the nine spot. Like, it's just end it and then let's see what they're going to do is how I feel.
Yeah, I didn't sense that Hawks fans were excited to get to the ninth spot at all. I mean, maybe we
My point being, that was all we had to look forward to. There was nothing even to, like, let me look on the horizon, and, oh, maybe we'll get in the ninth spot, so it'll be a home play-in game before it's over. So
well,
I guess that's a terrible way to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we gave some rhetoric to it. I think everybody knew what the Hawks were this year. It's obvious when you're 10 games under 500, and they know exactly what the Hawks are with DeJounte Murray and Trae Young. We've got a three-year bot. I'm actually fascinated by the Hawks. I think they're a great story because something big is happening. Something big is going to happen. There is going to be and if it doesn't, then the people in charge there don't understand this market, and they don't understand that they've been given the benefit of doubt, and it's going to be a fascinating offseason, just like the Atlanta Falcons was a fascinating offseason. And it's about to be more fascinating next Thursday, because when we come here on Friday, we'll know who our first-round pick is, and we'll start to really look at the pieces to put that team together. I don't know. I guess something drastic is happening there in terms of figuring out how do you move forward with a franchise that it just, like you keep saying, it didn't work.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
Those of you who are watching Around the Horn, the national show, who I always feel like when you're 60,000 feet above and not in Atlanta, you get such a different perspective. When I tell you the most disappointing team in the NBA, they went around the horn, and each of them had some sort of terrible thing to say
about the
Hawks. They were saying they got to trade Trae Young and DeJounte. I mean, they're a lot wrong.
Butler said it yesterday.
Yeah,
that is a great
blow
point.
It all up, and it's not working. And this Quinn Snyder is not the miracle worker they thought. They were going after Lottie Dottie and everybody.
Listen, nobody can understand why a team that has DeJounte Murray and Trae Young and Clint Capel and Sadiq Bey and DeAndre Hunter and,
Jalen.
Thank you, and Bogdanovich could be that bad.
It's true.
That just didn't make any sense, which is why they're up there with the Pistons and the Wizards and others as like, wow, this is as bad as it gets in terms of the season that happened. Anyways, I will spare you a ton of NBA because the station was overwhelmed by it yesterday. They'll get to work at some point and figure out, you know, what the value is for DeJounte and what the value is for Trae Young or any of the other assets, and I use that term loosely of late, that the Hawks have. But we're here at a beautiful golf tournament, Miracle Open for Moms. So we'll let you know more about that. I'm thrilled that it's going to be a beautiful day out here. And we are going to be like locked in, locked down NFL draft coverage when we get back on the air on Monday, right up until the draft. And I think folks in Atlanta are super excited. What amazes me, Sandra, is how the NFL owns the offseason, not at the same level they own the regular season, because they win the ratings across the board. The top 50 shows of the year, 48 of them are NFL games.
Right.
But it's still much more relevant than the NBA playoffs. It's more relevant. I would argue it's close to more relevant than March Madness. That the NFL draft is just bigger news than anything. And really, the only thing that's come close has been Caitlin Clark over The only thing that touches the NFL draft of late. Otherwise, there's not a sports talk radio station in a major market in America that hasn't done the same thing that we've done, which is spend 8 weeks looking at that draft.
I just peeked. I listen in when I go to the major cities. So what do you think they're talking about? Ravens and where they're going to draft and who they're going to take. And
I mean, New
exactly
England.
Exactly what we're doing.
The Drake May conversation in New England at 3. They probably had that for 2 months.
Yeah.
No different, really, when you start looking underneath in Arizona at 4 and then the Marvin Harrison conversation and all these other receivers. I mean, like the NFL dominates the offseason like nothing I've ever seen. So we're not going to, you know, fall out of line there. We'll be on top of it as well.
Thomas is coming in with you Thursday, I believe.
What did we say?
We decided that actually we're going to do a roundtable on Thursday. Thomas will come in with us on Wednesday.
Yeah, Thomas Dimitroff will co-host, I believe, will be sitting with us on Wednesday to talk a lot about how you get ready for a draft, what that feels like in the draft room, what's it like when you're a player personnel guy like he was in New England, what's it like when you're the decision maker where you were in Atlanta. We'll get into all that stuff. We'll also get into our 9 at 9 very quickly.
Nice day off for the Braves yesterday. Now we got a 9-game homestand that begins tonight with the Texas Rangers. Friday night, tonight, 7:20, Chris Sale. That one on Apple TV, everybody. Just a heads up when you cannot find it tonight. Saturday is a 7:20 start with Charlie Morton. And Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, 7 p.m. Darius Vines will be on the mound. Texas 11-9 right now. They are atop of their division. They are good. And like Stake says, he's shocked if you can name more than probably 2-3 players there.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly can give you a preview of that. We can do that a little bit later on and talk about some of the matchups and the big guns that brought Texas their first world championship ever. But it'll be a very sexy weekend. You know, the life of a baseball player, man, God bless. You know, when you start talking about any professional athlete, they're tired and, you know, travel and all that. And we kind of like, okay, bro, you know, you're flying private, you're staying in 5-star hotels, and you work half the year. I was thinking about, think about this. They got in town yesterday. They got 11 days in town. They got 2 weekend series at home, which is rare, Sandra.
So good,
they got this weekend. Like,
and it's Cleveland, too. You got 2 really good weekends.
Right. Yeah. So, like, you don't need to be at the ballpark till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. This is a nice life. This is a nice life when you are, you know, early spring, you know, mid-spring, and you're home for 10 days, and you get to wake up with your kiddos, and you roll into the ballpark, and back-to-back weekend series. So
they'll be ready to hit the road when they get back here.
Yeah, there's a reason you want to be in the show. It's a 10-day stretch like they're about to have where you get
So 3 nights of Braves baseball, 2. Apple TV, a reminder, and then ESPN on Sunday night. Your NBA play-in games tonight, the Bulls and the Heat at 7. That is on ESPN. Let's go Kings. Kings and the Pelicans is 9:30 tonight, TNT.
Yeah, you say let's go Kings just so you know because the Hawks get the Kings pick. If it's lottery protected, they win tonight. You are indeed lottery protected. So that means you get the pick for Sacramento because it will not be in the lottery, so we will have 2 first-round picks if that happens.
Real quick, Atlanta United has FC Cincinnati tomorrow night, and Giakoumakis is questionable. He did begin to work out, so we'll have an update maybe if Garrett's back, if you get anything, an update on is Giakoumakis going to play. I mentioned NASCAR's just down 20 West. Talladega, the biggest and the baddest track. I know that to Atlanta. I shouldn't say this to the AMS people, but some people prefer driving down to Talladega, and I'm going to tell you like I did last Friday. Chase Elliott is one of the favorites. He and Ryan Blaney, okay, they're one of the favorites. So if you should be so inclined
so
to
we
put
take? You
$10,
back-to-back?
They're back-to-back. Chase has got a car, y'all. He's got a car. I'm just
so
going
take
to tell
Chase
you,
Elliott again this weekend.
It's plus 1,100, exactly.
So if you bet 100 bucks, you're going 1,100 back.
Yeah, PGA real quick, Scottie Scheffler, 6 shots back there in South Carolina as the Masters Effect takes place. Do you know what there is such a thing as the Masters Effect at golf courses all around the country that you can't get in this week because everybody just watched all the Masters and that's what they wanted?
What do you mean you can't get in?
They're booked tee times at every golf club around the country.
Masters
Effect.
Right. So everybody's like, inspired to go out and play golf.
Right, exactly.
All right, that's our 9 at 9.